Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL trade deadline day. A day that sucks for office efficiency because you are probably constantly refreshing Twitter, checking your phone for updates, and text chain with friends who are telling you that made-up human beings. Oh, Howard Batta is saying that the Steelers are getting Jaylen Waddle for a 6th-round pick. Oh, NFL Scoops says the Steelers are acquiring Breece Hall for Alex Highsmith, and so on and so forth.
Has Adam Scheffler, has Sports Talk Barry made an appearance yet?
Adam Scheffler is saying that. Wait, do we still have the audio of Cook getting fooled?
Bamboozled.
On trade deadline day. And it was like, and he stopped everything that was going on. And one of
things he's like reading
was like
it.
A used Ford Taurus or something.
That's an all-timer. He starts to read the tweet and then he just trails off. He realizes
Donnie, do you
mid-stream.
Remember that one? That
I
was
do.
A
I
classic.
Highly doubt we have it because we normally get stuff taken
that
out.
Should
like
have been,
that
should have been put in like the audio equivalent of an airplane black box so it never got lost.
Yes,
destroyed.
And we just bring it out every NFL trade deadline to have a laugh. Well, I'll start with this. I would have definitely, when given the choice, I would have 100% made the Jacoby Myers deal with the Raiders, and I would have upped the ante from a 4th-and-6 to a 4th-and-5 to have made sure that I got him. Reynolds, Shaheed went for a 4th-and-5, Seahawks and Saints to Seattle. Seattle's offensive coordinator is the guy that was the OC in New Orleans last year, Kubiak.
Mm-hmm.
So he obviously knows how to use the guy and likes the guy. 4th-and-6 for Myers, who I think would have been a seamless fit in this offense. And the thing you need to keep in mind is that, yes, even though some of the comp pick math does not look like it's going quite the way the Steelers want it to, they're still projected to have a comp pick in the 4th round, a comp pick in the 5th round, and a comp pick in the 6th round. So you trade your 4th and let's say you trade a 4th and 5th, you're probably still going to have a 4th and 5th. So they're expendable. You have them for a reason. Use them to help this team. It's not mortgaging the future. It's not doing irresponsible things. We're not debating the pros and cons of a blockbuster like they are in Indianapolis with Sauce Gardner. It's just if they did that trade, all three of us, I think, and our fans would call in at 412-928-9370 and say, good job, Omar Khan. Way to go. This dude is a legit number 2 receiver. This isn't Mike Williams like last year. This is a big improvement on MVS being maybe lightning in a bottle. I thought it was the perfect trade. And Jacksonville, of all teams, made it. The Jags? What? I mean, come on now. Show a little bit more urgency than the Jacksonville Jaguars, for crying out loud. Thoughts?
I just think that Myers is the kind of person you should be willing to give that up for, because Myers is also the kind of receiver. Now, he's not young. He's going to be 30 for next season, or for part of next season, because he's about to turn 29 in a couple of days. But he seems like he is still a similar receiver. He's never been like an ultimate physical attributes guy. Seems like the kind of player who might age gracefully for the next, let's say, 3 seasons till he's like through his age 32 campaign. You could have traded, made that deal, even without upping the ante or upping the ante slightly, and then signed him to another contract. Like, not a pure rental. Make the trade and then, like, really try to appeal to the guy, like, hey, you want to stay here. Aaron Rodgers might even come back next year if this keeps up a pace.
You rented Mike Williams for a fifth round pick. Even if it turns out to be a rental and you can't find a way to sign him, then when he leaves in free agency this offseason, he gets added to your
comp math
for the next draft.
So, he's also the kind of player Myers is who, given that he's a really good route runner, really polished in that sense, just like a kind of a, the old statement, like professional wide receiver kind of deal. I would think that in their quick game that they like to run still with Rodgers, isn't he like the ultimate weapon? He's going to be there on like a 2 second route. Rodgers is going to have that ball out in like 2.1, 2.2, and that's like the perfect target.
He's got great hands. You throw it to him, he catches it. I love that. He's got Velcro, glue, stick'em hands.
He's got over the past 3 seasons combined, so this year and then the two prior, so this is span pony of 38 games. How many times do you think he's dropped it per pro rep?
Three?
Pro Football Reference. Four.
Four.
Four total drops.
Pretty good.
One in 50 targets this year.
Donnie,
that's
said,
really good.
Donnie, you said yesterday you would have traded a third round pick for this guy. And you would have traded the good one, the Cowboys' third round pick. We saw them last night.
Speaking of the Cowboys, they...
I know, they made a trade. We'll get to it.
Oh my God, dude.
Donnie, how do you feel about Myers being had for two day three picks?
Yeah, I would have been all over that and would have found any way to... up it.
So
I
mean, you guys surprised?
And then I would immediately sign the
guy.
Are
you guys surprised that that's all it took?
Yes.
I mean,
especially
just,
when we heard.
No, not about like, not about, I guess what I really mean is we all think he's a very good player. We all think he's like the perfect complementary piece.
Yeah.
We all know that teams around the league have been looking for wide receiver help. I'm just surprised that there wasn't more of a bidding war that didn't even necessarily involve the Steelers. If the winning bid there is two day three picks, I always get like 5% leery that what does the league think about this guy that maybe we on the outside don't, because that just seems like a small price. I know he's not got a contract after this year, and I understand that that is involved in what the price to get him is.
I think the price came down. I think they originally thought they were going to get a day two pick, and then it didn't happen, so this was the next best thing.
No, I guess I'm more asking why didn't they get a day two pick? Why didn't somebody else around the league see this?
Because it's for not even a full season of football. That's the answer.
But you can potentially sign the guy back if it's working well. That's, I don't
sure.
know. Just seems odd to me.
But you could, yeah, but you could also sign him for nothing in the offseason. But right now, you want him to help you win games. I get all that. I mean,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you guys saying that are you not disappointed or upset with the Steelers?
No, I am. I thought that was a return that they easily could have paid.
I mean, they still have time here to do something.
Well, two of the big realistic names that I think people felt like they could go out and get are on the move already.
So who do you want them to get now then?
I mean... if I just judge it by what people want, it's Jalen Waddle.
I don't care what people want. I want to know what you want. If people can tell us what they want by calling in at 412-928-9370. You want Waddle?
No. If it costs you, what, a second-round pick to get Waddle, if he's the premium guy on the market, are you paying a second for him?
The text message I got on Waddle was the following, that it's going to take for him a 1+.
Then no, I don't want that. I don't want to do that.
And I think Albert Breer said he's not getting traded. I think it's because of that.
So if that's the
asking price,
no.
Is astronomical.
Then no, I don't. All right, so now we're again.
Well, let's see if Donnie agrees with that, right? You would not trade a 1+ for Jalen Waddle,
no.
Correct? Okay.
Would
okay.
you?
No.
Just making sure.
All right, so who's next then? Olave? Is he still going to get traded? That seems to have gone quiet, but then again, dudes are getting traded now left and right that we haven't heard.
If you want to evaluate Tyler Shuck at all down there, don't you want him to have somebody to throw the
football
to? That's
what Aditi has said. That makes sense. And he's not an expiring contract. How about Deebo Samuel? Does he interest you?
To play tight end?
To play every position in the offense because Arthur Smith loves positionless
players. I mean, the way you've talked about the way he looks, he might be the guy that they could go the jumbo package with playing the extra offensive lineman role.
Did you see him on Sunday night?
He didn't look like vintage.
He looks like a walrus.
A walrus?
He looks he's huge, man.
No, I don't.
He's gigantic.
No.
I think he's one of the most overrated players of the last 20 years. He's got 1 year where he went over combined rushing and receiving over 1,000 yards. One, and he's almost 30. No thanks. Okay, he's been hurt a lot. There's a lot of tread on the tire. No thanks. Calvin Ridley.
Is Houston willing to trade anybody? No. Presumably.
Why? Who?
I'm just saying, I'm again, looking at teams that are on the outside looking in the picture here and trying to figure out, is there anybody appealing?
We just can't get to 4 o'clock, and it's Kyle Duggar and MVS. Unless the only way I would somehow accept that is if everybody else around the Steelers basically twiddled their thumbs too and did nothing, because at that point you could basically, you know, cast aspersions on the entire league or the entire conference. You know, right now the teams in the AFC that at least for this moment, for the rest of the football season, which is what we're talking about, not what the ramifications are beyond 2025. How teams are for the rest of the year, two teams in the AFC have made themselves better. The Jaguars by getting Myers and the Colts by getting Sauce Gardner. Yes, the Colts paid an insane price, but all they took off their roster was a wide receiver
who dropped the ball before the goal line.
Yes, by celebrating.
Who's probably talented, but who absolutely looks like one of those. If he goes to the Jets, that might be it for him.
I don't think, big picture, it's a good trade for them, but how could I not say for this very second it's a helpful trade?
Well, the Colts are making a push now move.
Yes.
I mean, that's bottom line. You're either playing to win right now, and you're seeing like the writing on the wall that maybe it won't always be this good, or you're not.
You've got Bills, you've got Patriots, you've got Steelers. The Ravens made a teensy-weensy deal. Jones, I don't think that really moves the meter at all. Moves the needle. Broncos, Chiefs, Chargers. You've got 7 or 8 teams that all think they've got a shot here to contend, that we'll see if any of them make a move that changes the complexion of their roster whatsoever.
Do you think the Steelers are at all close to making any kind of move? You're getting text messages.
I think the reason why I sent out the Myers eyeballs thing this morning is because I think they thought they were either going to get him or they were very much in the running
for him. What
the
hell were they offering? If it was 2 day 3 picks that got the deal done, were they offering like a bag of potato chips?
My guess is they probably offered a fourth, and then Jacksonville stepped up and offered a fourth plus, and the Steelers were like, you know what, at this point we're out. That's my guess. No one told me that.
So the plus in that deal was where they decided we just can't do it.
That's my guess. I mean, didn't Schefter say, didn't he pretty much back that up and said the Steelers were the other team that was involved? I think he said that today.
Steelers and Bills.
Steelers and Bills, yeah. And he said that after I tweeted the eyeball thing. I don't think Adam Schefter, while he's driving around and getting shuttle service so he can talk to two cell phones at the same time, is busy tracking what I said on Twitter. That's what I heard. That this morning they thought they were very, very much involved there and thought they had a very good shot.
But it sounds to me like they're not closely involved with anything right now. And the one guy that people the one guy that people are kind of thirsting after in the fan base doesn't sound like he's going to get dealt. Jaylen Waddle.
Waddle.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.